what his children, how they did just go to the dogs.
It's ironic, isn't it, how that mm-hmm. often happens.
And he had done so much for boys and girls here.
That often happens, I think, to ministers, too. They may be great leaders, but they
can't.
Hard to understand. Did you have regular grades?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. First on through 11. I don't believe there were 12 grades when I finished.
Mm-hmm.
I finished in 1908.
Is that right?
I had a friend who called me up to Oberlin last week and said she was going through a box of clippings that her mother had saved and said, I came across a graduating exercise program for the class of 1908 and your name is on it.
Is that right?
And she had a brother, this friend who called me had a brother in the same class, and that's why his mother had saved the invitation.
I see.
Ike Lundberg was in the class with me and Ms. Lundberg had saved this clipping.
Mm-hmm. Could you remember anything about, I think it'd be very interesting to find out how you, what your attitude was toward school, how most young people felt toward school.
Well, everybody just knew they had to go to school. There was no contention about that.
I see.
And everybody went home for lunch, because we didn't have lunchrooms then.
Did people, did a child ever start out for school and go fishing instead, or?
Well, I had a brother who did not want to go to school. And we would just work with him every morning to get him to go to school. And I have a little grandson now. Gene is in the third grade, and he goes to East Holmes Academy. He doesn't go to the public school. And so one Monday morning, he got up and he didn't feel good. Well, his mother's a pretty good doctor with children, you know. So she said his throat wasn't sore and he didn't have a headache and wasn't nauseated or anything like that. And she said, well, Gene, just where do you hurt? What is the matter with you? I don't know, I just feel bad. Well, his daddy came home that night. His daddy works in Jackson, but comes home about every other night. So he decided Gene just didn't want to go to school. In the meantime, his mother had called the teacher and asked her if anything happened at school, you know, to get him all in a worry about it. She thought maybe some of his playmates had said something to hurt his feelings. She said no, she didn't think so. And so Sally told us, said, well, he just doesn't want to go to school for 2 days and he's not sick. But anyway, she sent him on back to school the third day, and you know what his teacher did? First thing she did was to give him a paper and said, now, Gene, you write down 10 reasons why you enjoy coming to school.
I see.
She knew he was just didn't want to go.
I see.
Well, he was worn out. And it's an hour's ride over there, and he's in the third grade now. And he's a little kid to go that far away from home.
Yes, it'd be 2 hours a day to travel alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours, yeah, that's what it takes. The mother has to take him to the school bus, get him down there by 7 o'clock. And, you know, that's dark in the winter.
Mm-hmm. It's awfully early.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, at that time of day, I don't know whether I'd be too enthusiastic about it.
Well, Gene was just tired going to school.
What, speaking of children being ill, do you remember what common illnesses were when you were a child and what they
measles and whooping cough and chicken pox, you know,
mm-hmm.
and occasionally smallpox. I know I was vaccinated 2 or 3 times while I was going to school, but I don't remember any student ever having smallpox.
Mm-hmm. Did you have many fevers here?